Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals are set to play live for us today. The new album, Lifeline, hit the stores and iTunes in late August. But we actually had a chance to talk with Ben earlier this summer, shortly after he had played the set of a lifetime at Bonnaroo in a trio with John Paul Jones of Led Zeppelin and Questlove from The Roots. His last album, Both Sides of the Gun, was a double-disc concept album. This new one, Lifeline, has a more personal subject matter. It also was recorded differently. I began by asking him what led to Ben and the Innocent Criminals recording at a studio in Paris.
It had been a dream of a lifetime to record in Paris. People say, why? I say, well, first of all, because it's Paris. And second of all, France and Paris specifically feeds you and feeds all of culture in a very soulful, soulful way, unlike anywhere I've ever found. So I had had that dream for the longest time, but getting people based in and around Paris, flying them in, setting them up, flying over all the equipment, it's a huge cost. So it was, again, cost prohibitive, I'd say. So I never thought I'd get a chance to do it in the first place. It was just always something in the back of my mind as a dream. And I'd always also wanted to make a record off the road, because what differs about this record is it's made, there's no separation between live touring and this record. Usually you take time off and you come in a little cold. And when you come in cold, you end up leaning on technology, doing it over, you know, cutting and pasting. Not entirely. I mean, I'm probably less guilty of that than most. But yet and still, once your chops are never as heightened, never as well oiled, you're never as musically able as when you've been consistently touring. So I was able to connect the dots between two dreams, one being recording right off the road and recording in Paris, because we had been touring for 7.5-8 months. And on top of that, we were just embarking on an 8-week tour of Europe, which ended in France. So we were just a stone throw away from Paris, had all our great gear, had been on the road the entire year, had all our technicians, and it just made it absolutely doable.
Well, let's hear one of the tunes and hear how it's sounding now. And it's funny, often when people go out on tour after making an album, they kind of have to learn the songs again. And this is, of course, not the case this time with Lifeline. So this is a live version of Fool for a Lonesome Train. Does that sound good?
Sounds great.
It's late and I can't sleep. I've made promises that I can't keep. Cobblestones and broken bones. Has a kingdom but he's got no home. Last night is still ringing in my head. Like that lonesome whistle in the rain. For a lonesome train. Oh, I'm a fool for a lonesome train. The lifetimes we've left behind with strangers, promises and lies, both have their dangers. Now I just can't be wrong enough, and I can't hide for long enough. So far away, but I still feel your pain. For a lonesome train. I'm a fool for a lonesome train. I try to say goodbye, but I never got your name. Oh, I'm a fool for a lonesome, lonesome, lonesome train. Thank you. that lonesome, lonesome train.
That's Fool for a Lonesome Train from our guest today. Playing live, it is the Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals. Both Sides of the Gun was a big statement record, a looking out, a looking at the world album. This one seems more concerned with personal things. Not that we learn, you know, about Ben Harper's home life or anything, but it just seems smaller in scope. Is that a way to look at it?
Yeah, I think it's hopefully straight to the heart, and I'm excited. I think this record could be, you can play it anywhere, anytime, for any situation, and I think it is. I think it's more. I'm not going to say it's more emotional. I don't need to make that less to make this more, but I do think that it is based in and around matters of the heart.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is let's hear a version of "Needed You Tonight," another one from Lifeline here on the World Cafe.
It's a prayer for you. You know I'm waiting there for you. I'd rather learn to live with you and suffer, than to see you in the arms of another. But now my heart aches a little, and my heart, it breaks a little. And I lie awake in the middle of a cold, empty room with one light. I needed you tonight. I am not your tool. I am not your born-again fool. I'm not in the mood to serenade sorrow. But this was once up on the line. Now my heart, it aches a little, and my heart breaks a little. I lie awake in the middle of a pain with no end in sight. I needed you tonight.
Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals, pretty much the way the new album sounds, playing live for us today, and that version of Needed You Tonight. We're getting a chance to talk with Ben about making this disc and things he's been involved with. You've had a couple of experiences since we've talked strike me. Man, if I were in your shoes, I would just feel blessed and probably humbled, and that was to play with first of all Pete Townsend,
Yeah.
And also at Bonnaroo this year, you were in this great trio with John Paul Jones from Led Zeppelin and Amir Thompson, Questlove.
Just hearing you say it, it pushes me back up against the wall, man. That's just too much.
Well, talk about the Bonnaroo situation. Had you guys done anything together before you stepped out on stage?
Nothing. No, excuse me. We had rehearsed for 45 minutes. None of us knowing what we were going to rehearse.
Well, I know the people when they got there were wondering if would there be Led Zeppelin songs, and of course there were. Was that the touchstone for all you guys?
Yeah, I mean, I think that if you have an opportunity to play with the greatest, with a member or members of what's obviously one of the greatest, actually the original jam band, and they defined all that business, and you get a chance to play with one of the members of one of the greatest musical groups of all time, I figured I wouldn't throw a bunch of my songs at him. you know what I mean? I figured I'd step to him in that way that showed true reverence and respect.
Now, how did that come about? Did he called you, or what happened?
Yeah, you know, I was at my son's soccer practice setting up the orange cones, and I get a call, and I don't really pay any mind to it. And then I get another call. They did the double call. I said, well, I didn't recognize the number. It was a long distance international number. I said, I'm going to leave that alone. But then I said, well, they're calling twice in a row. This must mean something. Because if you do the double call, you're really trying to catch somebody. And I picked it up, and sure enough, it was John Paul Jones. And you want to say, come on, who is it really? What's the deal? But you got to be cool enough to get the call in the first place, so you may as well act like it.
That sounds great. And then you went on to, the jam went on later on in the evening, and members of the Roots, I heard, came out. A lot of people were calling it a real high point of Bonnaroo. I think people love that when people from disparate backgrounds find common ground. And, man, that must have been really fun to be in that situation.
It was incredible, and we had the good fortune of having some of the greatest songs ever penned in our corner. So if we could actually step to them and in any shape or form find a voice in them, John could. But it was really, I think Amir and I were really like kids in a candy store. Amir even said, I'm going to Disneyland. He had nerves, I had nerves. And we really had no idea what we were going to get into. And when we got in the rehearsal room, once we were done with rehearsal, I said, man, if this sounds half as good as it does in this rehearsal room, we're going to be getting somewhere.
Ben Harper is our guest on The Cafe, and that's some of his extracurricular activity. I guess you talk about how long you guys were on the road, The Innocent Criminals, with the last album. Are you going to go out as long this time? Are you going to be out there for a while?
I think Lifeline will carry us a year or so. Yeah. I see no reason why not. We're all so excited to play these songs as often as possible.
Well, let's do another one of the high points of the album, for me at least, is Say You Will, which harkens back to some blues roots, but it's just a great song. And
I got to say, sitting in with the Funk Brothers, too, the Motown band, those guys really, that was something I've been hoping would come out in the music that I and we write for a while, since that experience. And it finally found its way out. It found its way. It had to. You can't have an experience with players like that, whether it's John Paul, Mr. Jones, Mr. Townsend, or the Funk Brothers. Their music, they give it to them. If they're going to have you on their stage, because I can't call these guys and ask them if I can play with them, that would be completely out of line. It's they who have to give the younger generation a call and sort of hand the batons. Okay, you are now ordained in that way. And when you walk away from doing it with those guys, they're giving you a piece of their soul. They say, here, take this and run with it, kid. Go as far as you can with it. And that's what happened. Whether the Blind Boys, the same thing. Here, take this and keep this flame lit, kind of thing. And that's the way it was with the Funk Brothers. You know, they take this and run with it. And when you say you will, I think it's got a piece of that.
And when you call this an acoustic soul album, that's a great way to describe it as well. So let's hear a bit of that. This is Say You Will, played live today by The Innocent Criminals and our guest, Ben Harper.
Baby said it's all right if it takes all night. We won't have to be alone if you say you will. Darling, won't you say you will? Darling, won't you say that you will? Like Marie Antoinette said to Louis 16, man, I think we're going down. Our chances are slim and none, and I'm afraid Slim just left town. Say you will. Darling, won't you say you will? 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 Darling, won't you say that you will? Now you've had me hanging all on your line, but I know all too well love ain't nothing but a worried mind. Say you will. Darling, won't you say you will? Oh, won't you say that you will? Darling, won't you say you will? Won't you say that you will? Oh, 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 oh. Say you will. Say it. Oh, won't you say you will? Oh, please, please say that you will.
Say You Will from Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals playing live for us today. You mentioned a piece that you had written when you came in, which was the title track, Lifeline, and the piece that goes before it, Paris Sunrise, number 7. Well, now talk about, was there Paris Sunrises number 1 through 6 before that didn't make it, or were they different kinds of tunes?
It's actually, we worked from about 2 in the afternoon till 5 a.m. the next day. So every time we'd walk out of the studio, we'd see a sunrise. And I said, add another sunrise. We'd come out, there's the sun coming up again. And on the 7th, I said, man, do you know this is the 7th sunrise in a row we've seen? And everybody laughed. And I didn't have a title for that piece at first until then.
Well, can you play that today? That'd be great.
Sure. Yeah, I can lean into that one.
Thank you. life is much too short to sit and wonder who's gonna make the next move. And we'll slowly pull you under when you've always got something to prove. I don't want to wait a lifetime, yours or mine, yours or mine. Can't you see me reaching for your lifeline? Your lifeline, your lifeline, the lifeline, the lifeline. You say that I misheard you, but I think you misspoke. I can hear you laugh so loudly while I patiently await the joke. I can hold out for a lifetime, yours or mine, yours and mine. Can't you see me reaching for your lifeline? The lifeline, the lifeline, your lifeline, your lifeline. With only victims, we're all laid out in a row, and it's hardest to listen to what we already should know. I don't want to wait a lifetime, yours or mine, yours or mine. Can't you see me reaching for your lifeline, your lifeline, the lifeline, the lifeline, your lifeline, the lifeline, your life, your life, your lifeline.
That's the title track, Lifeline, and that's just the way it flows on the new album from our guest, Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminal, right out of that beautiful instrumental piece called Paris Sunrise, number 7. Ben, tell you what, we do something every week on the World Cafe called the Top 5, which is where we have someone come in and pick 5 songs that mean a lot to them. And I would love it if you would spend a few minutes thinking about 5 artists that are kind of core to who you are and where you've come from, and then come back in the second half of the show and play them for us.
Sure. Love to.
All right, Ben Harper will reappear, and we'll be back in a moment here on the World Cafe.